You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, three more to go for the Los Angeles Lakers. 116-98 over the Miami Heat. Game one of the NBA Finals is in the books. And how good do you feel right now if you're a Los Angeles Laker fan? Now, enjoy it tonight. I love how LeBron James and Anthony Davis both have already talked about in their walk-off interviews after the Lakers win. Let's not get too excited. Okay, that was just game one. There's areas that we can improve on. You know, one of the things I take away from a game like this is the Lakers look hungry. Lakers look like they're desperate. And this is a team that is, you know, of course, they're more talented than the Miami Heat. You got the two stars that we've been talking about. You got veterans. You got role players. Sometimes maybe you take your foot off the gas a little bit. After that stretch to start the game where Lakers were down 23-10, and don't get me wrong, you know, I'm sure Laker fans were wondering what the heck was going on there. Lakers dominated this game. And to come out in game one, to send that kind of a message and still kind of have this mentality of, okay, well, it's just one game. They're right, it is. But that's the type of thing that you want to see from a lot of your star players, your veterans. You know, later as the postgame show progresses, we'll get a chance to hear from head coach Frank Vogel. And it's that mentality with the combination of the Lakers' skill set and obviously all these players that they have, but it's the mentality. It seems like they're still hungry is what I get most excited about. As always, as we do in the postgame show here, the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, we want to hear from Laker fans. Game one in the books, 116-98, the final score. Lakers handle the Miami Heat. Game two coming up on Friday, of course. You know, we're going to continue to emphasize how important each one of these games are, but at least for tonight, we could kick back and we could enjoy what the Lakers did. Phone number 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the postgame show. A couple things that I want to get into real quick. Let me go away from the Lakers stars for a quick second here. I thought Dwight Howard was fantastic tonight. Dwight didn't play a big amount of minutes. 8 rebounds, only 2 points. So if somebody didn't get a chance to watch the game, they didn't get a chance to listen to the game, they'd be like, Alan, what are you talking about? What do you mean Dwight had a good game? Look at his stat line. Dwight was great for the Lakers. His energy always seemed like he was around the ball on the defensive side, always seemed like he was altering some shots, made it difficult for the Miami Heat to do all that much damage down low after the first quarter, you can say. After the first quarter, it was 31-28, and then Lakers ended up going up by 32. KCP, I thought his 13 points, his 2 steals, critical shots for the Lakers. He did it in 30 minutes. Even Anthony Davis, actually, in his post-game interview, said that he thought that was one of the biggest moments of the game. Lakers were down 13, and KCP hit 2 threes in a row, and it kind of calmed the Lakers down, and then they took over from there. How about Danny Green? Hit 3 three-pointers, went 4-9 from the field, had 11 points, was a plus 21 in the plus-minus. Rajon Rondo, another 4 assists for Rondo, along with 3 rebounds and 7 points. And Alex Caruso, I thought, had some great numbers, great minutes for the Lakers, and great numbers for the Lakers with 10 points, a steal, 2 assists, and 4 rebounds. So I know I spent a lot of time, you know, obviously talking about the Lakers stars. I'm supposed to. The Lakers, especially tonight, the stars were amazing. But it's these other role players that seem to be delivering on a night-in, night-out basis, doing just enough to make sure that the Lakers find a way to obviously get the win. And that, look, they're never going to get the hype, and they shouldn't, because they're not putting up 34 points or they're not having a triple-double. But it's incredibly impactful. It's extremely impactful. It's definitely one of those areas that if the Lakers end up winning an NBA championship, and now we know just 3 games away, you should highlight what some of these role players are doing. I thought Dwight Howard was great, KCP, Danny Green, Alex Caruso, and Rajon Rondo. All those guys I thought were fantastic for the Lakers tonight. Certainly had a big-time performance to help from a role player perspective. Okay, Let me grab a couple quick phone calls here. Then we'll get a chance to go to Alex Caruso. Why don't we start real quick? Arnold, who's listening on the ESPN app all the way out in Jersey. Arnold, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud. All right, we'll see if we can get Arnold back. Chonos in Studio City, thank you for calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Chonos.
Hi, Dun Allen.
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. I mean, you got to be feeling good after that game.
Yeah, you have to. You know, he's like, it's been 10 years since the last Laker game one that the Lakers won the finals game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just want to talk about how the Lakers were like beating them by, they were up by 20 at one point.
32. And they had a 32. They had a 32-point lead. They had a big-time lead.
I was about to turn off my TV like, oh, it's a done deal. Mm-hmm. And the Heat were about to come up.
Well, let me jump in here, and I appreciate you calling in. I wouldn't worry too much about that. If there's any Laker fans out there that thought in that fourth quarter where the Miami Heat outscored the Lakers by 8 and you want to call in and say, we got some issues here, Al. They were up 32 and it went all the way down, maybe even got down to 15 or 13 or something along those lines. Don't be too concerned about that. Really don't. I mean, this is just one of those games. Sometimes when teams go up by so much like the Lakers did, they were dominating this game. Things like that are going to happen. What I will tell you is, what I will mention is the fact that, you know, and I think this is going to be the theme, listening to LeBron and Anthony Davis for a few minutes that we got a chance to listen to them, this team just sounds so incredibly focused on finishing the job. Dan in Santa Ana. Dan, thank you for calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers Pulse Game Show.
Yeah, Alan, I just want to say one down, three more to go. And can you do me a favor?
Sure.
For the post game, after the post game,
okay,
on the second game, wear that Mamba jersey.
Okay.
And I'm going to call all Laker Nation, wear the Mamba jersey, just to represent. Think about Kobe, and let's get that
game. All right, done. You got it, Dan. Done. Lakers, I love that. And, you know, this is I think, the mentality from everybody right now. One down, three to go. Not only is the actual team all business right now, I feel like Laker fans are all business. Okay, here's somebody that's all business all the time. It's Alex Caruso. Let's get Alex Caruso's thoughts, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet here, on the Lakers' big-time win. And look, I hope we're giving and we're paying attention to some of these Lakers role players. Caruso, I thought, was solid in those 22 minutes. Here's Alex Caruso.
All right, Alex Caruso, kind enough to join us on the postgame show. AC, a pretty emphatic game one victory. I wonder what you thought stood out about this one tonight as you guys were able to handle Miami after that fast start from the Heat.
Yeah, I think we just we came out and started being the aggressors. You know, I think on offense, we started attacking the paint a little more, put our head down, get to the rim, and that in turn opened up the shooters for us on the backside. And then defensively, we just kind of climbed up into them a little bit and tried to be, influence them to do what we wanted to do instead of letting them come off screens how they like or run into offense how they like. And it was good for us.
AC, you were able to get some of your actions off of LeBron, off of Anthony Davis, something that you were able to do throughout the season. LeBron said a lot of that's just about basketball IQ. Can you describe how you play off of those two stars?
Yeah, I mean, it's just knowing how teams are going to guard each of them and then being ready for the actions. I mean, I worked with Miles Simon all during the year and then a little bit when we came back from quarantine on coming out of pick and rolls when guys are going to blitz LeBron when we're trying to get a small guy on him late. And I got a layup off that, got fouled off that tonight. And then just playing off the double teams with AD in the post, you know, is something we've consistently tried to work on throughout the year. So for me, it's just about understanding how the defense is going to guard them and then reacting and being ready to do whatever I need to do.
AC, you guys did start slow in the first two series in the West, started better in the Western Conference Finals Game 1. Was it important to you to respond to what Miami did at the start of this game just to set a tone that you can try to take through the rest of the finals?
Yeah, for sure. You know, Game 1 is the most important game because it's the one that was up next. You know, for us, it's just about winning whatever's in front of us. We know that Miami came out and went up 2-0 in all their series in the East, and we know that they were going to look to come out and win the game just to trying to set an edge and set a tone for how they're going to play. So it was important for us to come out and play Laker basketball, and I think we got to that for majority of the game tonight. There's a little slip up in the late runnings of the game, but ultimately, I think we did the job we needed to do. You're just going to have to adjust and get ready for game two.
All right, Alex, last thing for you. It's still so early in the series. How fun is it to be in the NBA Finals versus just how mentally locked in you guys are? Can those things happen at the same time?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with this team, we have fun every day. You know, whether it's the first game of the year or last game before All-Star break or the NBA Finals, you know, we play for each other, and when we have success, we celebrate each other, and I think that's one of the great things about this team. So obviously NBA Finals, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of scrutiny that comes with it, but I mean, when you got teammates in a group like we do, it's just about going out there and playing hard, and ultimately we're going to have fun.
All right, Alex, thanks for the time, man.
That's Alex Caruso right there. You know, one of the things with these Lakers role players is they understand, okay, they're not going to get the spotlight, but they got to do those little things. And I feel like every post-game show that we're getting a chance to do, you see certain players coming through. Caruso, definitely one of those players tonight. All right, I got to read off this tweet here real quick. Chris Haynes, Miami Heat guard Goran Dragic suffered a plantar tear and will be reevaluated, league sources tell Yahoo Sports. I don't know what that means right there. I don't know, you know, if that means he's going to miss significant time, but obviously the Miami Heat have zero margin for error, and if they're missing a starter, we know Bam Adebayo also left the game with a shoulder strain. The mountain's already big enough, so we'll see how things go over the next couple of days. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to the Wallace Firm, official personal injury law firm of the post-game show all season long. Have a personal relationship with Brad Wallace and his team of attorneys over at the Wallace Firm. No one else I'd recommend. Let them help you get the W. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com. I'll tell you one thing. Lakers got the W tonight. 116-98, the final score. When we come back, we'll hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. We'll take more of your phone calls. Lakers up 1-0 over the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Served by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Miami actually won this category, 46-38. It's the only stat Lakers lost. They win 116-98, the only stat that matters. I want to get as many calls as we can in right now. You're listening to the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. All right, let's go with Josh in Irvine. Josh, thank you for calling in. Lakers win 116-98. What's your thoughts on the game, bud?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alan. Man, I just want to say a couple things. Danny Green, thank you, Danny Green. I love seeing him, you know, show a little bit of that Spurs Danny Green.
We needed those. We needed a couple threes.
Yeah, and then, AD, I mean, he's looking like Finals MVP at this point. I know Bron looked great, don't get me wrong, but AD put on a clinic out there, so I don't know. I mean, I'm just stoked, and, you know, we're doing it for Kobe. We're doing it for Kobe.
Josh, appreciate you calling in, bud. I'll say this first on Danny Green. I put out a tweet right before the game saying, I got faith. I got faith Danny Green's going to hit some threes. This is actually his this is a similar predicament that he's succeeded in the past, whether with the San Antonio Spurs, the Toronto Raptors. He hits big shots in big games. He just hasn't done consistent enough, obviously, with the Lakers. So let's see if he can do it in this, obviously, in this series. And just to hit on Anthony Davis real quick. Look, it's one game, but it's his first finals appearance. How comfortable did he look? 34-9-5, three block shots. What makes you think any of this is going to change this series? You know, I talked about it with Michael in the pregame show about this chatter with him and Bam Adebayo. Really just shouldn't be much of a chatter, but It's only one game. You still got to go out and get three more. You know the Miami Heat are just going to continue to fight, and if they go down, they're going to go down fighting. KJ in L.A. KJ, appreciate you calling in, bud. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm really not feeling good about the Lakers.
I am feeling great about the Lakers.
Almost threw me off there, KJ. You almost threw me off.
That is an awesome thing. It's really an awesome thing. I said it was going to go in six, but the way they're playing right now, I believe it's going to be a sweep, Allen. But one thing that we are missing, Allen, we need to put more pressure on Jenny Buss and Magic Johnson to get together and pressure the L.A. governor, California governor, and the L.A. mayor so we can have the celebration. Because all this winning, guess what? They're going to force us to still be locked down, and they can file the permit to a Staples Center protest permit so we can celebrate. Because have you noticed all the protests are getting permits approved? But
Well, KJ, let me say this. 116-98, the final. It's only one game. I appreciate you calling in, by the way. Let's see what happens. You know, I think right now if you're a Laker fan, and I don't know what they're going to eventually do if the Lakers do win an NBA championship, but they obviously are trying to follow many different orders. Let's get to that point when we can be talking about that and, you know, figuring out what a celebration would look like. Of course, that's a great position to be in. Michael in Orange County. Michael, thank you for calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers Pulse Game Show.
Alan, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Shout out KJ. Hey, I love his excitement. I'm all for it. Got to shout out Kobe as well. But just wanted to say, man, this is it's refreshing. I think after, you know, a couple of years not being in the playoffs, and also having, you know, just this dominance. Like you said, you got Anthony Davis really coming into his own. LeBron James is going to put out his numbers every single time. And this is also a specific about LeBron, and it's somewhat about the Lakers too, where it's kind of nice to see us having a little bit, not necessarily an easy road, but hey, LeBron's gotten unlucky with injuries throughout his whole career when he's gotten to the end of the finals. And this kind of feels like, at least for the Lakers, a lot like the Nets series, right? I mean, I know it's only one game, but this is pure dominance where people are going to say, oh, they had an easy route. Let's actually realize that this is Lakers dominance. This is Lakers dominance. Let's respect it for what it is. Who cares, right?
But Michael, but you make a good point. You make a good point there when you say it's Lakers dominance, and thank you for calling in. Look, they won 4-1. It's taken them 15 games to get to this point, so they're 12-3. And is it just me, or does this team look like they're as focused as if they're down 0-1? Or, I mean, I could see LeBron right now in the background on TV. I mean, the guy looks like they lost the game. This is what you want to see from your team. You know, as a fan, this is exactly what you want to see. You want to see that your team is completely not impressed with just grabbing one win. And I don't care what people say, to be honest with you. I said this in the past. If people don't respect what these players are doing in the bubble and the journey and how tough it is, well, the hell with them. The fact that it's Lakers in Miami, I give them both a ton of credit and respect to get this far. And we'll see, you know, obviously what team comes out on top at the end. All right, I want to go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Here's coach. Here's coach's thoughts on the Lakers. 1-0, start off the series in the finals against the Miami Heat. They're up 1-0.
Frank, what did you notice after that first timeout when Miami came out with the 23-10 lead? You came back without LeBron, and how that unit turned the game from that point?
Yeah, they just played with great energy and confidence. You know, we just we got off to a little bit of a slow start with our pick and roll coverages to start the game. But our bench has been good for us all year. Kuz and Rondo came in, and Alex, and you know, those guys brought great energy. Helps us get some stops, get out on the break some. Doe orchestrated a few buckets for us, and helped turn the game around.
Frank, you've emphasized the defense all season long, second and third quarters especially. What did you notice about the way that those units played?
The effort. You know, I mean, our guys are just hustling their tails off. Flying around on the defensive end, and then, you know, playing effort offense as well. Really pushing the tempo on the break, attacking the paint, and crashing the boards. You know, just the pace of the game really picked up in those two quarters, and obviously they were the difference makers.
Frank, knowing what you know about these guys, Is there any chance that there could be any complacency that comes in because of a win like this? Do you have to guard against that, or do you not even need to worry about that with them?
Well, we always guard against that, but in particular because of how much respect we have for this basketball team. You know, not just their starting group, but for their bench. You know, the guys that came in towards the end there, you know, really got them off to a great start to their season. You know, when you look at Nunn and Olenek, Solomon Hill, you know, was acquired later. But, you know, we have great respect for those guys. And, you know, we know that this is just one win. We're happy that we got one win. But, you know, obviously we got to keep our foot on the gas.
Coach Anthony Davis in his post game said KCP saved us, and he was referring to the two threes he hit when you guys were down early that kind of seemed to get you going. I guess zooming out of that, how big has his shooting been in these playoffs? I think he's above 40%.
Yeah, his it's been needed. It's been a great lift for us throughout this playoff run. But in particular, in that first quarter, we were struggling to score a little bit. We got some clean looks early, but didn't knock them down. But I think Kenny had 10 points in the quarter. And, you know, when you're struggling to score, for a guy to step up and make some plays like that on the offensive end, just gave us a big lift. And, you know, with the guys that came in and subbed in, you know, helped turn that quarter around. But, you know, Kenny's value is on the defensive end. You know, the tone he sets with how hard he plays defensively really is infectious to our group, you know, and I think that carried out probably most in particular to start the third quarter, but throughout the game as well.
Allison?
All right, we'll start with David Gunneman.
Frank, what's the key to sustaining a run? You know, all teams go on runs, but to be able to extend it out, I think it was 75-30, the run you guys went on. Is it keeping the guys' energy up in timeouts? What allows you to make it be that long?
Our guys are just motivated, you know, during that stretch. And, you know, obviously we didn't sustain it, you know, into the quarter. But, you know, it's tough to do, especially in the playoffs against good teams. And, you know, I think the key is keeping fresh bodies in, you know, understanding the threats that are coming at us. And that every time you go on a run like that, the other team's coach is going to change the game, you know. So, you know, the next... You know, 10-point run has got to be different than the first 10-point run. You know, they're going to put different guys in there. They're going to change coverages. They're going to change, you know, defensive scheme, run different action, you know, and you have to win each segment of the game a different way. And, you know, that holds true for the series as well. We're going to have to win game two differently than we did game one. So that's probably the biggest key.
All right, Kyle Goode?
A lot of guys... We're talking about, and especially in the first half when you were kind of getting shooting from all over the roster. It's their first time playing in this setting. Well, not this setting, but at the finals. I know you were talking about guys sort of being champions before they're champions, but is there a part of you as a coach that's just sort of waiting to see, like, when they get in that situation, how they're going to react, and what do you make of how those guys reacted?
A little bit of me is eager to see what, you know, what guys are made of. But honestly, you know, we talked about this morning, when you have big games throughout your career, you know, you really just, you think about it all day. But once the ball's thrown up and you get between those lines, you're just playing basketball, you know. And, you know, this is our 27th game in the bubble. Played 3 exhibition games, 8 seeding games, 15 playoff games. So this is the 27th time we went through our process. Film in the morning. You know, walk through a couple actions. Some guys get shots. Some guys go back to the room, go through the process of the pregame stuff. Ball gets thrown up, and we play and do what we've done for the last 3 months. You know, so yeah, I think you think about it a little bit in the days leading up to it. But once you get in that moment, just play basketball.
Dan?
Frank, a lot of talk has been about LeBron trying to win a title for the third time with a third different team, but Danny Green is also a three-time kind of finals guy. What is it about his skill that just fits so well when you're trying to win a championship?
Well, he's a winner. You know, he makes winning plays on a regular basis, provides defensive toughness, rebounding, all those types of things, has great IQ and understanding. And, you know, he's either going to blast you from the three-point line or carry the threat to blast you from the three-point line, and that just helps your offense, you know. So, you know, it's no surprise Danny's, you know, had so much team success throughout his career. He's just a winning player.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. When we come back, more of your guys' phone calls. If you're waiting, stay patient with us. We'll try to get to all those calls. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN, plus LeBron James when we come back. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. I'm Alan Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
116-98, the final score. Lakers handle business against the Miami Heat. I think what's going to be interesting here, these next couple of days, we'll find out. Next game's on Friday. So we'll find out more about Goran Dragic, find out more about Bam Adebayo. You know, obviously, if you're watching or listening to the game tonight, Jimmy Butler, who seemed fine in the second half, but right before the first half ended, he tweaked an ankle. So not a good game for the Miami Heat. Not only do they get the loss, but these are key players. Those are three starters I just talked about right there. We'll see how things shape up in the next 48 hours. 877-710-ESPN. Francella in L.A., thank you for calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it.
My second time calling in, and you got my name right.
There you go.
Day has been made. So I just wanted to talk about, you know, the fact that this is a championship that has, you know, strained pretty much the entire organization. Like, you know, pandemic hit, COVID hit hard. You know, it's all these players had to, you know, quarantine in a bubble and away from their family. So even on the court, you can see that some of them were struggling to be able to even focus. So the fact that, you know, the Lakers are dominating, they're showing pure dominance. This is a statement. Like, it's amazing to even see, but not even just to take shine away from Jimmy Butler. You know, he's been bouncing around from teams, and, you know, the fact that he found, you know, a strong foundation within the Heat, the fact that he can move his, you know, basketball ethic and just take the Heat to the finals, that's amazing. But either way, Lakers, I think game five, we're going to be the world champs.
Francelle, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll run back to this as well. I'll go back to I'll give Miami credit. And like I mentioned, all these teams that were in the Orlando bubble and obviously trying to figure out a way to get this far. And, you know, I could promote the Lakers. They're 12-3 in the postseason so far. So is Miami. Miami took out the number one seed. They took out the Milwaukee Bucks, team with the best record in the NBA. So Miami Heat didn't just get here by accident. They have a certain style that's worked for them. And now they're facing a Lakers team where I don't know if you have an answer for Anthony Davis. Actually, I do know. You don't have an answer for Anthony Davis. You don't have an answer for LeBron James. It's just one game. But, you know, these two superstars show up tonight for the Lakers. How does Miami win 4 of 7 games? Or how does Miami win now 4 of the next 6 games? It's going to be an incredible challenge. And listen, I picked the Lakers in 6. But if you got a couple of these injuries and the Lakers are playing like this, maybe I'm way off. Eric, calling in from North Dakota, listening on the ESPN app. Eric, thank you for calling in, bud. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it, man. You got it.
I got 2 points to kick around with you real quick. First off, in my opinion, I don't think the Heat will win a single game when Bam Adebayo is not on the floor.
Yeah, if he misses any time, I don't disagree with that one. He's such a big part of what they do.
Okay, I agree. And my second point, I believe if Bam Adebayo is playing and healthy, that Dwight Howard needs to be on the floor because it forces Bam to guard Dwight sometimes, and then which forces a small to guard AD, which we all know doesn't work, like Jay Crowder tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Eric, and I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Lakers can do whatever they want, options-wise. I mean, if they want to go small and put Markieff Morris in, they can. If they want to go big and throw Dwight Howard in, Dwight has been so great. Dwight has been so fantastic. All those small things, those little things that he does, he's been obviously fantastic for the Lakers. All right, can we hear from LeBron James? Don't you guys want to hear from LBJ? Here's LeBron James on the big win for the Los Angeles Lakers over the Miami Heat, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Brian, you guys went on, I think, a 75-30 run after falling down 13 early. What allows you guys to have success like that over a sustained period of time, a run like that?
Paying attention to detail. I don't think in the beginning that we were physical enough. And you actually, you have to get a feel for how hard Miami plays. And I think, you know, they smacked us in the mouth. And we got a sense of that. And so we knew how hard we had to play if we wanted to try to make it a game. And, you know, from that moment when it was 23-10, we started to play to our capabilities. We started flying around. We started getting defensive stops in. We started sharing the ball a lot better offensively and just got into a really good groove.
All right, Kyle Goode.
For AD, obviously his first finals game, what'd you see about his preparation? Was there any advice you gave him? And to see him perform like that, what do you feel about that?
I don't feel anything. I expect it out of him. Didn't need to give him no advice. We've been preparing for this moment all season. He's been preparing for this moment all season. And I'm happy to be on the same floor with him in the same uniform. And he was, once again, a force every facet of the game, both offensively and defensively.
All right, Dan?
LeBron, you've felt the buzz of the NBA Finals 9 times in your career. What was it like today with nobody there, the sound? I mean, I know you're used to bubble basketball at this point, but on this stage, what did it feel like to play a finals game?
It felt great. It felt great. I've been preparing for this moment for quite a while. And fans, no fans, the inner challenge for myself and the way I prepared myself, it felt amazing to be playing in the finals once again.
Okay, Rachel Nichols?
LeBron, you've seen plenty of times over the years where if one team has a bunch of injuries, the other team kind of floats a little bit and doesn't come at them as hard. How do you make sure that you guys don't do that in game two?
We got so much more work to do. the job is not done, and we're not satisfied with winning one game. Is that simple?
All right, Chris. Thanks.
Bron, there was a few times where you guys got up big, and then there was a lot of celebrating going on. And you know, I seen you sometimes you had to rein them in a little bit. What do you from your experience? What have you seen in the past that got you to the point where you felt like? Sometimes you just say, like, okay, let's keep it on task.
The best teacher in life is experience, and I've experienced moments in my career, finals games, where you had all the momentum in the world, and you felt like you had the game under control, and one play here or one play there could change the course of a series or change the course of a game. And one in particular that always rings home for me is game 2. The 2011 finals in Miami versus Dallas. D. Wade hits a 3 right by that bench. I believe put us up either 13 or 17. And from that moment on, Dallas went on a hell of a run and finished it off with a Dirk Nowitzki left-hand layup to steal that game. To this day. So I always talk about the best teacher in life is experience, so I've experienced a lot. So. That's what prompted me to be who I am today, is being able to have those experiences.
Okay, we'll send it back to Will.
Right, thank you. Yeah, we're going to take 3 more on my side. Tanya?
Brian, I'm wondering in a game like this, when you guys have the kind of lead that you had, are you already thinking, this is what we've done, this is what we could do better, here are some things that we're doing wrong? Were you already in that frame of mind during this game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can learn so much more from a win than you can in a loss. And I can't wait to get, for tomorrow for us to get back together and watch the film and see ways we can be better and see some of the breakdowns that we had, especially in that fourth quarter, especially in that first 6 minutes of the first quarter. where we could be so much better defensively and also so much better offensively. So I can't wait. I'm extremely amped up about watching the film with our ball club tomorrow. I'm going to watch some tonight, obviously, you know, by myself, but looking forward to getting together as a group tomorrow.
Hey, LeBron, Mike Trudell back in L.A. Teams have spent, you know, your whole career trying to keep you out of the paint. Say the same thing this season about AD. What are some of the ways that you guys are still always seemingly able to get there, still able to get to the rim and still able to finish?
Because we have great spacing and great shooters. Without KCP, without Danny Green, without Kyle Kuzma, or Markieff Morris, and a list of guys that can spread the floor, it allows myself and AD to be able to do the things that we do in the interior. And we try to mix up our game too. You know, we try to mix it in the interior and exterior. But, you know, when you have, you know, guys that can space the floor like we have, it allows us to do some of the things that we do in the paint.
On my side, Brad Turner.
LeBron, why is Rondo so opposed to being called playoff Rondo? And did you guys see some of that in the first half especially?
I'm not sure. I've never called him that. We've never called him that. We only call him Doe. So that would be a Doe question. But, you know, just having him in this moment, having him on our side, and, you know, I think he mentioned yesterday or, you know, whenever media day was for the finals that you don't get these moments a lot. And, you know, it's been over a decade since he's been in the finals. And, you know, and I think he's just, you know, cherishing the moment, but also just, you know, just playing the game that he loves to play. The cerebral way, the determined way, and the championship way, as he's been playing for quite a while now.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. So LBJ ends up with 25 points, 9 assists, 13 rebounds. You listen to his postgame conference right there. It sounds like literally the mood he's in almost sounds like the Lakers lost. And, you know, you hear him saying, I can't wait to get to film session tomorrow so we could correct some of the mistakes that we have. Lakers were up 32. They win this game 116-98. That's what you want to hear from your star. So I know I've said this a few different times. I know it's just one game. I know there's still three more games to go. But it just feels like this Lakers team is so locked in. And as the playoffs have progressed, they've only got better. Okay, more of your phone calls when we come back. 877-710-ESPN. And then Anthony Davis. Been looking forward to hear from Anthony Davis. He has such a great performance in his first NBA Finals game. So all that coming up next. Stay right here. I'm Alan Sliwa, and this is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, a couple quick things to plug here. So starting tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis will get you going till 9 a.m. And then at 9, Travis Rogers and myself will do a special Lakers show, reaction show. We'll also talk, obviously, about the Dodgers. Dodgers right now with a 3-2 lead sitting in the sixth inning right now. So Dodgers trying to hold on to this lead against the Milwaukee Brewers. Quick update on Bam Adebayo. So Tim Reynolds, who writes for the Associated Press, covers the Miami Heat, says that Bam Adebayo intends to play Friday in Game 2. He'll get a lot of treatment between now and obviously the game on Friday. For those who are just tuning in right now, we did read as well that Goran Dragic, torn left plantar fascia for Goran Dragic. So we'll kind of wait to see what happens here in the next, again, 48 hours or so. So the Miami Heat have virtually no margin for error, and now they could be potentially missing at least two starters. We'll see what happens by the time Friday rolls around. And, you know, as you kind of start to look ahead, and the Lakers are up 1-0 right now on the Miami Heat, you know, I don't want to say game two is must win for the Miami Heat, but certainly they're going to come out and play with that type of mentality. And I got to be honest, the last thing I'm worried about right now from the Los Angeles Lakers is playing tough, whether they're focused, their own mentality, how hungry they are. They just looked great in game one. And, you know, so far listening to everybody in the post game, each one of these guys sound like they're incredibly focused. And, of course, game two coming up. So Anthony Davis, by the way, his first finals game, 34 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Let's hear from AD.
Hey, Anthony, of course, your first finals game tonight, 14 of your field goal attempts came in the paint. I wondered if that had anything to do with the specific mindset, with the matchup, or with anything about the way you approach this game.
I just want to come out with a lot of energy. You know, be aggressive on the offensive glass. You know, playing in a dunker's area. You know, when Bron and Doe and AC get in the paint, they got easy dump offs. And not settling for too many jumpers, just being able to, you know, play in the paint and just kind of dominate the paint area. That was kind of my mindset coming into the game.
Hey, Anthony, you said on the broadcast that you had a few nerves before the game, before the bullet went up. I'm curious just how it felt different it might have felt different from other postseason experiences you've had getting that first taste of the finals.
No, it was just the finals. First time I'm experiencing this, so you know, obviously you want to come out and play well and you want to come out and win. Like I said, I've always put pressure on myself. You know, I had the same thing game one of the Western Conference Finals as well. So, you know, when the ball gets tipped up, all that goes away and it's just basketball. But everything leading up to it, you know, you're very excited. Your adrenaline is going early. You know, because you're so excited just to be here and get ready to go out there and play. So, you know, it went away early, but it was a great experience for him. A great game one. Job's not done. You know, we have three more.
Allison?
All right, we'll start off with Kyle Guth.
Maybe obviously it's been really tough. I'm sure you would love to have more of your family for your playoff run. What did it mean to you to have your dad watching you in this game and seeing your first finals and to play so well?
It means a lot. I mean, he you know, forced my mom to, you know, do that 7-day quarantine to be here. So for him, you know, he's always been the one to, you know, go to all my games, you know, in the home market, you know, not more so on the road. But, you know, he's extremely proud of me. You know, for him to be here, you know, essentially courtside to watch me in my first finals game means a lot to me. You know, we just got to finish it off. I mean, you know, he wants us to win. He wants me to be a champion. So it's a little bit more pressure, you know, coming from him. But it was fun. It was fun seeing him courtside watching me in that first game.
All right, Kyle Guth. Oh, I'm sorry, David
Veneman. AD, so you at 34 tonight, which is tied for third for a Laker debut in the finals. So Shaq's one, then Mike, and then you and Baylor are tied. When you hear those names, obviously Laker history is such a part of the experience of playing for the team, but when you hear those names, what do you think about it? And, you know, do you have goals of being remembered the same way they are and always be associated as a Laker?
Yeah, it's a great honor to be in that category with those guys. I mean, they've done so much for the game, you know, Hall of Famers, and for me to, you know, come out and perform that way and, you know, be mentioned with those guys, especially just as a Laker, you know, with the biggest franchise in basketball, you know, them guys that you watch film on, you know, you idolize, and now to, like you say, be in that category is definitely a huge honor for me. Like I say, what makes it even more, you know, sweeter is you know, winning it. And so, obviously that's a great, you know, honor, but I also want to be mentioned in categories with champions, you know, so that's the next step. But the accolades along the way, you know, the list I'm able to join along the way is definitely something you don't think about. It just kind of happened when you go out there and play, but it's definitely a great honor.
All right, Dan.
KD, you mentioned wanting to be aggressive. With their zone, are there, I think a lot of times with zone, people want to just shoot over them. Is that something that you guys really focus on, still finding seams and trying to get easy baskets?
Yeah, I mean, this team plays a lot of zone. They play a lot of zone in the regular season, a lot of zone in the playoffs. So, and they've been very effective. They won series with playing zone, and we knew they were going to try to run zone against us. I mean, the two regular season games we played, they ran zone. And we just try to find ways to exploit it and make them come out of the zone, or they stay in it, you know, make them pay for being in zone. But they're a team who runs zone, who knows how to play it, and it's our job to find, you know, the gaps in the zone to be successful.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. So great to listen to everybody. You know, we got a chance here, AD, LeBron, Alex Caruso, head coach Frank Vogel, and the message seems clear. It's just one game, so don't get too excited. I'm getting excited, but, you know, obviously that's what the players and the coaching staff is saying. Look, game two, which is coming up on Friday, this one's going to say a lot as well. If Lakers come out and have a similar type of game and blow the doors out of this Miami Heat team, and all of a sudden Miami, I got to just imagine, psychologically just got to be thinking to themselves, we don't have a shot. We got no chance at beating this Lakers team. And I think that's what the focus becomes here in game two. If you can take control again, you put yourself in a position where I think it's just the inevitable. But one game, that doesn't mean any. It means something, but it doesn't mean that this series is over. Of course, if Miami comes back and finds a way to tie the series at 1-1, then we got ourselves a series. So we've seen the Lakers in positions like this so far this postseason. One of the things that I love the most, and listen, I could sit back tonight and talk about the Lakers hitting 15 threes. They shot 93% from the free throw line. I already talked about how, you know, LeBron was one assist away from a triple-double. It's the first game that Anthony Davis has ever played in the finals and ends up with 34 points. I could talk about all those positives, the role players as well. But the mentality is what stands out most to me than anything else. It's the mindset that I feel like the Lakers have right now. They're not complacent. They look incredibly focused. And for them, it sounds like they're just getting ready to turn the page on game one and start getting ready for game two. And that's going to come up on Friday. Couple quick updates real quick here. Tomorrow morning, starting at 5 a.m., Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis, all the way till 9 a.m. And then myself and Travis Rogers will do a special show, a reaction Thursday, where we'll obviously talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, start previewing game two. We'll also hit on some of this Dodgers game. And then all day tomorrow, it's local. So stay right here. Of course, Max Kellerman, Mason in Ireland, Sedano and LZ. And then, of course, the Dodger game. Laker fans, greatly appreciate you guys tuning in. You have been tuned into the P-Tut Lakers postgame show here on 710 ESPN.